Hello everyone, it's Danny Heijen for the SLA Europe podcast at the online 2011 conference in London. And today I'm joined by one of the keynote speakers, Jacob Morgan. Jacob Morgan is a principal at Chess Media Group, also the author of the Twit-faced book, and he also has a blog about social business. Jacob, you're a very, very busy man. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
What's something that was not the introduction that you can tell about yourself that people could not find online?
Two things actually. The first is I love the History Channel, so I love watching shows about the space and the universe and stars. And the second one is that I'm very addicted to food shows like Iron Chef and Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay. So those are the two things about me that I don't think are anywhere online, but kind of my nerdy side, the food and the universe.
Okay, then you've come to a good place here in London with the museums and the good restaurants here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so your talk was about State of the Enterprise 2.0, and you started by saying collaborative organizations can make the world a better place. That sounds very lofty. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I know. I guess it sounds a little bit like an idealist standpoint, right? But when I say that, what I mean is that collaboration is always looked at as being able to make employees more productive and to connect them at work. But I think that if we can make an employee's life easier at work, and if they can feel more fulfilled and engaged with the work they do at work, then when they leave work, they're going to be a little bit less stressed out. They're going to be more comfortable with the work that they're doing. They're going to feel more inspired, more connected to, and more engaged with their company. And I think that the effects of that kind of transcend beyond the workplace to an employee's life at home. So if I'm an employee, I get to work, I know that I can get my job done, I know that I can find the right information and people easier. Then when I get home, I'm going to spend less time bringing home work with me, and I'm going to spend more time, with family or with loved ones or with hobbies or personal interests or working on myself as a person, and I'm going to have more time for myself. I think I'll become a happier person, a better person. So I think collaboration in the workplace not only helps the organization as a whole, but I think that the effects of allowing employees to be more engaged and fulfilled and making their jobs easier at work has effects when they leave work as well.
Yep. So it's all about karma.
A little bit. I mean, not necessarily. Well, yeah. I mean, that's one way to look at it. But another way to look at it is, for example, I know that employees, they spend, I can't remember what their research was, but they spend one day out of every week just searching for information and not getting work done. Yeah. Another problem, employees spend a lot of time in front of email without actually getting work done. So if we were able to solve some of these problems and make it easier for people to find information, allow them to spend more time actually doing their jobs instead of finding stuff to do their jobs, then they would get more of their work done at work. And they would have to take less of it home with them. Yeah. And I think that makes for happier employees. I think employees, as a result of that, would like working for that company because they know that they still have their free time, they still have their personal life, they're not a slave to the company. Yeah. And I think that employees will also know where they fit within the organization through collaboration. So I think there are a lot of effects that collaboration can have, not just in the workplace, but on employees and people in general. And that's why I think it can make the world kind of a more better, meaningful place and make, better people.
Yeah. And related to that, you also stated that we shouldn't, strive for social organizations, but collaborative, because you were really strong about that. Why do you say that? Where does this thing between collaboration and social?
Sure. So one of the things that we keep hearing about is why organizations and why executives are so resistant to social media, to social anything. I think one of the reasons is because we call it social. Social doesn't imply any type of business value. I mean, social, when most people think of social, they think of talking, of hanging out, of Facebook, of Twitter, stuff like that. Those types of things don't convey any type of business value to the enterprise. And not only that, but social doesn't convey that you're solving any type of problem. You're not achieving any type of goal. Social, in the minds of most people, just means talking, hanging out, having fun. Collaborative, on the other end, does imply business value, because when you collaborate with somebody, the business value is implied in that. You're working to achieve a common goal or an objective, you're building teams, you're working with other people. So really, I think what we're trying to do is not to build social organizations, but we're trying to build collaborative organizations, mm-hmm. because collaborative is where the business value is. Collaborative is where employees work together to solve problems. Collaboration is where employees can connect with each other. And collaboration is where they find meaning in the work that they do and how they can get inspired and fulfilled with the work that they do, not just from being social.
No.
So that is why I think that, you know, we're not trying to build social organizations. We should be focusing on building collaborative organizations where employees and even customers, you know, can work together to solve problems.
Yeah. And I think that that also brings us to the next point, is that you showed from, based on a survey that your organization did, was around the, you know, the adoption of these tools within the workplace. And one of the things that you talked about on one of your slides was the resistance from management to adopt this. Yeah. And you talked about to overcome, what's the major point of resistance from management and how can you overcome that?
So the biggest point of resistance from managers, if I remember correctly from the report, was that it was very difficult for managers to see a tangible ROI or to see the business impact or value from collaboration. I think the way that you overcome that is two ways. One is you first develop a set of use cases or sort of a strategic understanding of why you want to do this. You know, you don't invest in this just for the sake of investing in it. You need to have some sort of specific business problems that you're looking to solve. So the first step is understanding the business problems that you're looking to solve. The second step is defining these types of key performance indicators, whether they're anecdotal or data-driven, that shows you how you are progressing towards solving those particular problems. One of the big challenges that we saw in the report is that managers or organizations, most of them were not defining any type of key performance indicators, and those that were, 50% of them weren't following up on it.
Yeah.
So exactly. So that is why managers are having trouble seeing the business value, because they don't define performance indicators, and those that do don't follow up on those performance indicators.
Yeah.
So of course you're not going to see any type of business value, and you're not going to understand it because you're not doing anything that is required to see that. And you know, and that's why we called it the value paradox, is because managers want to see the value, but they aren't doing what is required to see that value.
Yep.
The way that you overcome that is again, you know, understand the sort of the strategic, the business value aspect of why you want to invest in that, and then make sure that you are looking at either anecdotal or data-driven evidence regularly to show how you are being able to solve that particular problem.
Yep.
And it could be something simple like asking employees, are you finding it easier to communicate with other employees? Are you finding it easier to get your job done? Is it easy for you to find information at work? Are you happier working here?
Now you linked it back to employee morale in one of your examples. I thought that was a very powerful one. Saying, how engaged are you? How happy are you with this organization?
Yep.
Which I think you even said, well, you know, one of your clients, you said, you know, would you recommend working for this company to your friends or colleagues?
Yeah.
I think that was a very powerful one.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I had to pick one metric, and this is what I mentioned before, is if I had to pick one metric to look at the success of a collaboration within the enterprise, it would be something like employee morale or employee engagement. And when I say engagement, I don't mean looking at busy metrics such as how many comments they submit or how many ideas they submit or, you know, how often they log in. I think that's just busy metrics. That has nothing to do with engagement. For me, engagement is asking employees, do you feel connected to this company? Do you feel fulfilled when you do the work that you're doing? Do you feel like you understand why you are at this company? And do you understand where this company is going in the future and what your role is in that? I think that type of engagement, that's a real engagement, right? That is engagement. Engagement is not looking at these little metrics that we're coming up with just for the sake of tracking.
Yep.
The real metrics come from the employees that are telling us what value they're seeing from these tools and how it is affecting them. I think that's where the engagement comes from. I absolutely think that engagement goes beyond just looking at those basic data points.
Yep.
And I think that's where a lot of the business value is.
Okay, and then lastly, but surely not least, the conference here is for information knowledge professionals. Our listeners are also within that profession. What would you recommend to us as a group if we want to help our organization succeed with being more collaborative? You know, what, like one or two things, what are pieces of advice we can give people to get started?
First is buy my book when it comes out in June.
We'll put a link on the blog.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think the realistically the most successful things for organizations to become collaborative, it starts with being able to have these types of conversations mm-hmm. with senior level executives at the organization. But I think the very first step is really mapping out what the business value is for the company, is understanding why this needs to happen. So where are the opportunities that that could be uncovered, or what are the business problems that the organization is faced with now that need to be solved? I think once you have that in place, then from there you can start to look at what technology vendors can help you solve those particular types of problems. From there you can start to look at how to get employees to use those tools. Mm-hmm. And then from there you can start to look at how to sustain these initiatives in the long run, how to measure success, all that other sort of stuff. But it really all starts with, and I know everyone always says this, it always starts with kind of the strategy and the use cases and mapping that out before looking at the technology solution. So, you know, I guess a simple way to look at this would be pretend that you could have your ideal technology solution, or pretend that no technology solution exists and you're trying to make up your own.
Yep.
What would you want it to have and why? What features does it need to have and why? What problems are you trying to solve and why? And have these conversations without thinking about the technology first. Yeah. And once you map all this out, then you can start to see which vendors can solve those particular problems and meet the feature requirements that you're, specifying.
Yeah, I like that, strategy before technology. I think
always,
that always. Yeah. Okay, Jacob, with that, I want to thank you once again for spending
thank
time.
You.
On the blog, there will be the link to Jacob's company, the report. He mentioned the report on the State of Enterprise 2.0 that we can all download and learn from. So once again, thank you, and who
Thanks.
Knows, until the next time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I had a great time here.
Okay.